Joining us now is Chris Waller on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you, mate. It's been ages and ages. Obviously, today you just wanted to have a look at this track and see how it was.
Yeah, it's a starting point for a lot of horses, so it's a tricky time. The end of the prep, midway through the prep, you're willing to take risks and work out which horses will handle it, which ones don't. There's some unknowns there. There's some horses there that we know don't handle it and probably still need to run, so it's quite a tricky morning.
Yeah, it certainly is, and trying to get organised as well with different owners and trying to sort out what you're going to scratch and whatever. Race two, Chris, Silas is a fit horse, and Lady Cuvée at first up.
Yes, I think you've nailed it. Silas, a horse like her, is going to come into contention today. Lightweight, draw won't be a worry. Lady Cuvée is at risk being first up. I look back there through her form. I see a Warwick Farm one day. She ran third on a heavy track or something like that. I'd be a little bit guarded because of her fitness, which she's certainly come back well, and her placing in the Oaks suggests that she's going to be competitive in some nice races in the spring.
Mm. Race three, you got two there, if Devil's Lair and Adana.
Well, I'm sure Adana will get clear running today. There's been a few scratches, and they'll be searching for the best part of the track. But will that make him run faster? Who knows? So it's not ideal when you're going off two unlucky runs onto a very wet track. But obviously, he's due to win. You know the horse. What more can I say?
Yeah, the only positive is his best run was, his win was on a soft track. I know soft and heavy are different, but there's a chance he could handle it.
Yeah, he should. He should. And Devil's Lair, he's won on a heavy track as well. And he's no superstar, but this time of the year, especially a day like this, a horse like him can win.
Humboldt Current looks well placed. You know, back from an 84 to Sydney, he's got some clockwise form. He's third up. I think there's a bit to like about him today.
Yeah, and he looks a progressive horse. So I agree with what you're saying. And his run at Flemington last start was on quite a wet track. Probably not quite as testing as today, but nonetheless, he got through it really well. And he's done a treat since being back at Rose Hill.
What do you want to tell us about your stayers in race six? There's a team of them there, and how do you isolate them?
Karzoff's a wet tracker, and although he hasn't run for 5 or 6 weeks, he has had a trial in between. Come Play With Me, it looks like he's got really good wet track form. He'll race on the pace and did have that trial in Sydney, so I'd say that Western Australian fitness will still be there with him for sure. So You Win gets through it, but he was a beaten favourite when he last ran on it. That was over 2,000 metres, and you remember that day, well, you might have been away. He got to the front and sort of got worn down. I don't think he actually got to 2,000. That's my query about a 1,900 on a wet track, but he certainly will get through the conditions. Marwani Machine, I don't think the track's a concern, but obviously first up it is, and he's sort of had a similar, I guess, prep to Karzoff, but probably not quite as fit as Karzoff, so I'd be a bit wary about him. Wurgok's a swimmer and had the benefit of the run 2 weeks ago. Savakul, she's got wet track form, but probably not quite the class of a horse like Wurgok. And then Dagny, probably in a similar boat to Savakul. So that's how I see them when I assess a race. I'd be leaning towards Wurgok. So You Win, Come Play With Me, and Karzoff, and sometimes I get it right. Most of the time I get it wrong.
race 7 Reformist, big odds, but it didn't look a fluke at Warwick Farm.
No, it was a good run, and he's a colt that's going to get better with more racing. And just looking at him, I had to assess, well, are you going to handle it, are you not? He just looks to me as don't take this the wrong way, he's a lighter, athletic type of horse, rather than a big, heavy colt, which might struggle. So I just think his athleticism and fitness might see him handle it.
Okay. And So Taken, I don't think she's badly placed there now.
Yeah, she gets through the conditions no problem. A few scratchings is going to help take the pressure out of the race, and she certainly deserves a lot of respect.
Can I just ask you about one in Melbourne, Knights Watch? He just seems to be really well.
Yeah, he's trialled well in behind all the right horses up here in Sydney. And he went back down after that trial. And, yeah, he from memory, he's drawn really well, claiming a couple of kilos. He's a decent horse, so certainly worth watching.
For sure. Good luck today.
Chris, can you afford us another couple of minutes? Only because it's the first time we haven't chatted, we've chatted on air for a while. How are the Perth horses doing? We've seen Enticing Star and Arcadia Queen. How are they prepping up for you?
Really well. They came across in good shape, lovely horses, plenty of ability, and just, we had plenty of time just to work them out. Can't fault them. I'd say they'll both race, I think, the 14th of September. I'd prefer to keep them apart, maybe run one in the Scirocco, one in the CO Marks. But there's also the provision to keep one back the following week, I think, for the Concord over 1,100. So the next week, we'll start to intensify their work, another trial, et cetera. And, I'm really happy with them. And Arcadia Queen will hopefully progress through to the Golden Eagle, which is working out to be an interesting race. And Enticing Star will try and find a nice mare's race with her. Hopefully a Group 1.
Yes, obviously. Scratch from today. Is it a chance of running next week in the Concord? And the other one, I guess, is Nature Strip?
Nature Strip, yes. He had a gallop this morning and worked very well. James McDonald was aboard him, and he just can't get over how he's so much more settled. Yes. He will run and will run to the Rose in 2 weeks. And then
run to the Rose, okay. Okay. Nature Strip is interesting because everyone's fascinated that can he run a strong 1,200, but listening to you, are you getting more confident?
Yes, definitely. Yep. Then when you go back to his run in the Doomben, Doomben Cup or one of those races up there, he just got posted three wide and never really had a chance. I actually think he might have won over 1,200, to tell you the truth, down in Melbourne before I got him. But the key is, obviously, winning a decent Group 1 over big race like the Everest, over 1,200 is settling. I couldn't be happier with him.
And what about the new three-year-olds, horses like Kurubik and Reloaded? How are they coming along?
Yeah, all good. I think most of them a few of those ones that we mentioned are trialling on Monday at Canterbury. Hoping the weather just improves a little bit for that track. So Monday I think a lot of our better horses are trialling. It'd be good to trial at Canterbury on a really good surface.
Yep, let's hope it's not too bad. Thanks for that extra info. It's such an exciting time going into the spring, and we're looking forward to seeing them all run. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Sounds good. Thank you.